The Recap Show is an inside look into the world of global soccer and women's sports.
Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
So what did you see in the at-bats today, at least before the ninth innings? Looked like you guys were chasing a bit in the middle innings.
From a team standpoint, Lodolo did a really good job, so hats off to him. He executed his pitches. He got off balance, and then it became a swing competition, you know. Hats off to him. Then Ashcraft came in and did really good. He executed his pitches as well. In the last inning, the ones that didn't execute, that's when things started turning. But we ran out of outs. And especially from my point of view, I feel like it was I need to have much, much better at-bats. I feel like my at-bats were not to the standard that the Mets have, and it should definitely be better.
What is the standard? What do you think you need to do to improve them?
I mean, I got to swing at good pitches, number one. I got to start impacting the ball a little bit better. Everything's been like just off the barrel. And first about the game, I get out on a pop up to foul down the line, then ground ball to pitcher and pop up. You know, so it's just that's the standards that the hitting coaches have here for all of us, and that's the standards I have for myself as well. So, you know, give credit to Lodolo. But I got to be better for sure.
Is that something you feel is isolated to just tonight for you, or do you feel like even before the break, you just personally feel your at-bats were kind of up?
For like a month and a half, my at-bats have been up and down, so just got to get it going.
Are you looking for a pro football podcast that doesn't put you to sleep with spreadsheets or insult you with mindless hot takes? Football is fun. Why shouldn't your football podcast be the same?
Follow and listen to Heed the Call NFL podcast with Dan Hansis and Mark Sessler wherever you get your podcasts.